Okay, so why is your company called 21 Toys?
Yeah, so that's a funny question because we are actually a company with a toy company that has one toy, the Empathy toy. The reason it's called 21 Toys is because the company is inspired by Friedrich Froebel, which is a name you probably don't know, most people don't know, but he's the guy who invented kindergarten. And he invented it a couple hundred years ago in Germany, and he walked into a classroom and decided that this is no way for five-year-old kids to learn. And he believed that play, and specifically toys, could be used for learning. So he invented this entire category of toys for all the skills that were missing back then in schools, things like memory and cognition and spatial reasoning and everything else. And he called those toys gifts, and there were 10 of those. And then 10 more were made by people that were inspired by him. So altogether, there's about 20 Froebel toys. That's what people talk about when they talk about the Froebel gifts. And we knew that what we were doing was building the next set of toys in what he would design if he were alive today, because the skills that are missing now from schools are not critical reasoning or spatial awareness or memory. The skills are empathy and failure and creativity. So we design for that. So we think of ourselves as building his 21st toy.
21 Toys is also just 21st century thinking. Yeah.
What do you hope to do with your designs?
We design toys that question, you know, what it is that we're teaching in our schools. And right now we're in the midst of a Kickstarter campaign for our first toy, which is a toy for empathy. We're in about 50 schools now. Over the last year, we've had our toys go into a number of different schools, and teachers have been using them, but everything has been made by hand. And it's a very small order, so we're trying to now get a large order so that we can kind of bring the price down and make it more affordable.
How do you think this toy will help people rather than something more technological?
We're designing a new type of toy that's made of wood, actually. And it's not because we're anti-technology in any way. We love technology, but we think that what's missing from schooling and from educational toys is the ability to think through problems and to sharpen skills like empathy and creativity. So right now we're actually launching a Kickstarter campaign to crowdfund the creation of our first toy, the empathy toy, so that we can get it to more teachers and parents quickly.
So it's like getting back to basics.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of back to basics, but also to me the wooden toy brings out some really sophisticated thinking skills, because what we find a lot is that with technology, with touchscreens, they're phenomenal, but often most of the apps that we use, most of the software that we use, it makes us passive. It makes us passive consumers. It's a passive experience of what somebody else somewhere at a software company has created. And what we do is we try to make games that kind of strip out every extra feature until there's nothing left but the players, but the way that they think and communicate together. And that makes it, I think, incredibly complex.
Yeah, and I would also say that kind of the mandate of this toy and then all the toys that we're designing is that it's about collaboration. It's about more than just one person. And so really that face-to-face, that tangible experience, I think that's something that we really you get from having like a physical object. And also what's kind of exciting about it is because they're just these strange shapes that you're not necessarily told how to use them. They have a certain subtlety to them that we really want to encourage people to just pick them up and start asking questions, which is kind of, for me, like the mark of a really great toy, is that you just kind of, you're drawn to it and then you start asking questions, and it's a bit more about getting you, you know, to use your curiosity.
And the thing about technology, I think, is that technology makes us more connected, and connectivity is awesome, but connectivity doesn't equal communication and abilities at that. So we can get lots and lots of new technology platforms, but we might not get any better at describing and understanding things amongst each other. So that's kind of what we're going for. It's just part of the collection of things that I think schools need.
We talk a lot about the value of play and how play is clearly understood that it's part of your development and your learning, and they're very much related up until the age of about five or six. So immediately after kindergarten, play somehow becomes this thing that no longer is linked to your learning. And beyond that, it's actually a distraction from your learning. So play is only something you do at recess. Play is the opposite of work, and work equals learning. And so what we've kind of been talking about is play is incredibly valuable. And not only is it valuable, but it actually might be the way that you can actually bring about these softer, more, you know, creative or abstract skills that schools are now saying they need to teach and businesses are trying to actually find.
And what I would add is that toys are actually, because they're physical objects, toys, they can make real all of that abstract stuff that is so hard to teach. I think if you get a bunch of kids to just say, oh, we're going to talk about empathy today, you don't get the conversation to go into too much depth. Whereas if you play something and you make real the interaction between human beings, then they have a lot more to talk about. It's a design principle that we call air made visible. That toys can make the visible that elusive stuff that schools have a hard time teaching.
And you have a Kickstarter campaign currently underway?
We've been making these toys basically by hand locally for the last year. And it's great, but it gets really, really expensive, and we can't make the toys cheap enough for most parents and most schools. So the Kickstarter was a way for us to get enough pre-orders on a batch of 1,000 sets, which a supplier has told us if we can sell 1,000 sets at once, then they can make it for us way, way cheaper. So that's what the Kickstarter campaign is about. It's about getting everybody together in sort of one thunderclap.
So Google Empathy Toy and check out the 21 Toys website as well as their Kickstarter campaign.